This dog, this is dictating on Michael Tabet. That's T-A-B-E-T. T as in Thomas. T-A-B-E-T. B as in boy. Tabet Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 1954. Date of birth is 6/21/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Xavier Faraj. Next paragraph. Dear Xavier, thank you for sending Michael Tabet for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 68-year-old male who has a prior history of bronchiectasis and left lung nodule has had serial CAT scans of the chest, the more recent one being on December 7, 21, which showed mild interstitial prominence bilaterally, patchy focal infiltrate with bronchiectatic changes involving the peripheral lingula, favoring a scar measuring 2.9 by 1.4 centimeters. And there was no significant supraclavicular axillary or mediastinal lymphadenopathy. There was no pericardial effusion or significant pleural effusion. Patient's prior CT chest report was not available for review. The patient, however, is asymptomatic, denies cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath, and denies any leg swelling or chest pains. He has a prior history of atrial fibrillation and aortic valve stenosis, for which underwent TAVR in December 21. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of TIA and a past history for atrial arrhythmias with atrial ablation, and a history of hypolipidemia. He had a history for Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosed in 1974, and he underwent radiation therapy as well as chemotherapy. He also was treated for a MSSA infection in the posterior spine in 2011. And had a history for esophageal narrowing with operations done. He had parathyroid resection done in 2020 and cardiac catheterization in 2021, aortic valve repair in 2022, and had a splenectomy. In 1974. Next paragraph. Habits the patient. Can you also mention the past history? The patient had a history of hepatitis B. Next, habits the patient is a non-smoker. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to aspirin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother is alive at age 91. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He does have urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. Denies wheezing, asthma, or persistent cough. He has heartburn and denies diarrhea, constipation, or abdominal pains. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations and no leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks and he has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No headaches, seizures, memory loss, or blackouts. And he denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list, Lipitor 10 milligrams a day, Ativan 1 milligram as needed, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Vemlidy, V-E-M-L-I-D-Y, Vemlidy 25 milligrams a day, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams a day, Losartan 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This well-built, elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. The blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 78, respiration 20, temps 97.6. Weight is 166, saturation 97. HENT abnorms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And and breath sounds equal bilaterally with no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus, there were no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is bronchiectasis with localized pulmonary fibrosis. Number two, stable lung nodules. Number three is atrial fibrillation. Number four, status post TAVR, T-A-V-R. Number five is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he will get a follow-up chest CT this month. Since his last chest CT was 6 months ago. He'll come back for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, could you please add in the final diagnosis, also number 5, as history of Hodgkin's lymphoma, history of Hodgkin's lymphoma, in the final diagnosis. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Javier Faraj, J-A-V-I-E-R, Faraj, F-A-R-A-C-H, M-D. Thank you.